Hey babe, I'm home. Today was so productive. Got a lot of assignments done, got a lot of writing done, got a lot of coffee, so I'm super hyper right now. Oh yeah, and the bakery was open, so I got you some cookies. Here. You're welcome, cutie. Give me a kiss. Baby? Hey, what's wrong? Why do you look so down? No, it's not nothing. Something shitty clearly happened, and I'm not gonna let you stay sad for the rest of the evening like this. Aw, baby. Look at me. I love you, okay? Whatever it is, we'll figure it out together, alright? Alright. You wanna tell me? Yeah, I remember them. They all seemed really nice when I first met them. Why? What did they do? They said what? In front of everyone? They used that word in front of everyone? And no one did anything? Oh my god. I'm so sorry, baby. That's messed up on so many levels. Come here, love. Let me hug you. Can I hug you? Yeah? Words can hurt, and words do hurt, but I hope you know that all the disgusting things those assholes said to you today, they're not true. There's nothing wrong with you, baby. What's wrong is the way they treated you and the ignorance their minds are filled with. There's nothing wrong with you, okay? I know, baby. I know. I can agree with you on that one. Comments like that make you feel like you're broken or like you're a freak. Makes you feel like an outsider. But you are not the one with the problem. People who make you feel that way are. You deserve the same kind of respect that everyone deserves. No, don't say that, baby. You are wonderful and you are perfect just the way you are, and I'm sorry the society makes you feel otherwise. I know it doesn't feel that way, but things are changing. Society is changing, but it's changing very, very slowly. It's so slow that we don't even notice it. We don't even see it. Hell, it even feels like things are getting worse and worse, but I promise you that one day things will be different. Have I ever? Yeah. I've had some horrible things said to me as well, from one of my own friends, actually. I feel like every person of color ever has been told disgusting stuff at least once. Do you really want to know? Well, she called me the N-word, and when I got upset, she was like, "Oh my god, take a joke, you're so sensitive." And, yeah, I'm over it. Let's not talk about me. This is about you, okay? No, baby. It happened a long time ago. I'm over it, really. I just want to make you feel better, because I don't like you when you're upset. Seeing you upset makes me feel like I have been failing at my duties. Come here. Is there anything you want to do together that might make you feel better? I was actually planning on making dinner when I got back, but we can always just order some food and do something else. Yeah, of course you can help me cook. What do you feel like making? I was thinking macaroni, cheese, or tacos. I don't know, it's up to you. Mac and cheese sounds good. Okay, whatever you wish for, Your Majesty. I mean, of course, we don't have to start cooking now. We can stay here for a bit. Can I sit on your lap? Thank you, baby. It doesn't matter what those racist motherfuckers think. They're only trying to make themselves feel better by making other people feel like shit. Even if you weren't the color you are, they would still find something else to say about you to ruin your day. No. No shit talking yourself, okay? What matters is what's under the skin, and not the color of your skin. I know how amazing you are. Your positivity is contagious, and you should be proud of yourself for achieving everything you have so far. Being around you makes everything better, and I feel bad for those dumbasses because they will never get to experience that. Yes, I mean that. Of course, you know I mean that. Oh, baby, you're so precious. Honestly, if I had it my way, and if I was strong enough, I would beat them to a pulp. Just like pew 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 pulp. Oh, I'm serious. I don't care if I got into trouble. Okay, maybe a little, cause I don't wanna like go to jail or anything, but You don't have to say thank you. You can thank me in other ways. I didn't mean it like that. You're so immature sometimes. I meant that loving yourself and eating these delicious cookies I got you is thank you enough, okay? Wait, where are the cookies? Oh, there we go. Here, try some. Is it good? Yeah? Alright, great. You can stay here and enjoy your cookies while I take a quick shower. Then we can go to the kitchen together and make dinner. How does that sound? Awesome. I'll be right back. I love you too.